Reading from Psalm 29, verses 1 and 2. Ascribe to the Lord, O mighty ones. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness. O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Monday, September 20th, 2021. And this program is going to kind of be a takeoff of Paul Harvey when he used to do, I think it was like a news line, and he would narrate, I have five topics to cover today, or at least it was one of the broadcasters that kind of gave you an overview, and then he'd go page one, and then story, story two, story three. Well, I have five various updates that I want to give you and fill you in on some of the God sightings from this past weekend. So here are my topics for today's edition of Mark and Friends, the Monday edition, as Marianne is busy with the Prime Life Times publication, and it was just easier to do today's program from the home studio. But I have a lot to cover, and I hope it'll be an encouragement to you, a blessing, some useful information, how you can get involved, the importance of prayer, and some of the various happenings. So on today's edition of Mark and Friends, you'll hear some highlights from our Astoria debut by the Singing Men of GNN. I'll cover what happened with WGNJ being off the air on Friday. Took about 6 hours, but we got that back up and running. Last Wednesday, Dwayne Berkey, our fill-in tower engineer, came to the rescue at 10:30 at night and got our streaming back up. And how that makes me aware of the fact that we need a bunch of you to be our radio scouts. I'll say more about that soon. Our 5-year lease agreement is coming to an end at the end of this month at Lincoln Square. And so I've been hinting on a potential new location. We're still waiting on that, but we're getting ever closer. So that'll be covered. And then tonight's Prayer Revolution event at the Mahomet United Methodist Church in Mahomet. You're all invited. You're going to want to attend. This is kind of like part two because it was launched last Wednesday, and it was a fabulous gathering. And so stay tuned for more information. But before I play a few different songs, and the first one queued up is by the Singing Men of GNN. It was the second selection we sang during Astoria's homecoming. It's titled Days of Elijah. But let me share a few shout-outs because Jim Gunther and Ken Rowe and a great team were there like 4 or 5 hours in advance, getting everything set up, doing the sound check, lugging out the equipment and the risers, and pulling it all together. I think Dean Holes assisted along with Lonnie Medlin. It was the second time Keith Kraft, our acting director, and I shouldn't say just acting. He's been our director these last number of months during rehearsals. And last month's concert, along with our Astoria debut, did great. We were enthusiastically received by a large audience spread out over the center square. In fact, about 3/4 of the crowd were to our left in a great shaded area. So if you see any photos, and I've posted a few, yes, there's an audience in front of us, but there was a much larger audience to our right, and they had a great sound system so they could hear everything. And so thanks to the Singing Men, it was about a 2-hour drive for most of the guys to get to Astoria. We got there early, and they fed us pizza and fixins and allowed us to warm up in a nearby church, and they were so accommodating. And it was fun for some of the guys to see the parade, and they had a carnival atmosphere with rides and food booths. And I think after we finished, there was a bidding contest to smash a pie or a whipped cream plate into the face of different notables. And so people were bidding $100, $150 to get on stage and take one of these pie dishes loaded with either whipped cream or assortment of things and then smash it into the person's face. And I guess they raised a lot of money. But anyways, here's the Singing Men of GNN, Days of Elijah. The first voice is Vic Chrisman. He does the solo. Well, during the concert at Astoria, Roger Weisgarver narrated along and sang the same parts as Vic Chrisman. And so we appreciate Roger and the great presentation the Singing Men of GNN did. Here they are, the Singing Men of GNN off the CD, Holy, Holy, Holy.
I don't know how many of you have thought about the end times, but we believe that we are in the final days of grace. May this song help to motivate you to celebrate the Lord's return, Days of Elijah. These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sore, still we are the voice in the desert crying, preparing the way of the Lord. Behold, He comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. Have the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's a year of Jubilee, and out of Zion till salvation comes. And there is no one like you, Lord. These are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. Oh, and these are the days of the harvest. Oh, the fields are as wide in your world, and we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the work of the Lord. Behold, He comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's a year of Jubilee, and out of Zion till salvation comes. And there is no one like you, Lord.
Well, that was the Singing Men of GNN. That's the second song we sang at the Astoria Homecoming. A great crowd. It was a bit warm, but we didn't let that interfere with us singing and declaring the wonders of God. Well, as mentioned on the front end of today's program, last Friday, if you noticed WGNJ being off the air, 89.3 FM, serving the East Central Illinois area and West Central Indiana, we had a component fail. Fortunately, or thank you God for the blessing, it's about a $6,000 component. We had a backup in Fisher, and so I called my wife Holly after I got out to the Fithian Tower and said, can you pick that up? Dwayne's out at the tower now. He'll put it in your car and you can drive all the way out. That'll save me a couple hours of back and forth. So Holly delivered that. And so getting it set and calibrated and fine-tuned and ready to go, it took about 6 total hours from the time I got out there at around 6:37 in the morning. But by noon, we were powered up, broadcasting that good news message of Jesus, and thankful that we had one of those in stock, because it could take a few weeks to get it repaired and sent back to us. So thank you, God, that we had that. Thank you, listeners, for providing the funds so that we can have crucial equipment backed up. And then last Wednesday, for those of you that listened to our streaming, the streaming was not working. Well, when the internet goes down at our tower that functions as the vehicle that we use to get our audio streaming onto the internet. And so thank you, God, for Dwayne Berkey, who lives right next door to the tower. He could actually even walk there, but he can drive there in about 40 seconds. Well, at 10:30 at night, he raced out to the tower, and after about 20 or so minutes of trying to unplug and reboot and do a variety of things, he got our streaming back up and running. And so I point out last Friday and last Wednesday, because with our 19 frequencies, there's never a time we can listen to them all at once. And so I've told Tim today to begin getting spotters, or our radio scouts, in different areas that are regular listeners. And so if you live in and around, say, Lincoln or Macomb or Petersburg or Springfield or Whitehall or Beardstown or Urbana or Danville or Covington, Indiana, we're going to try to find like 2 or 3 people in all those various communities that if we ever are off the air, or maybe the signal's distressed or staticky, or there's some interference, that you won't take for granted that, oh, somebody certainly has called by now, that you'll be our spotter that can always let us know. Because a few weeks back, WLLM was actually off the air for a couple days and nobody called and we didn't know about it. None of our staff lived in that listening area. And so if we're ever off the air or there's something seemingly wrong, don't hesitate to call in. And maybe you can call in today and say, I listen to such and such a frequency. I'll be one of your scouts or your spotters. And that way we can always count on you or the few other people in that listening area to call in and let us know there might be a problem with our audio. So we'd appreciate that. And thank you, Dwayne, and those of you that called in over 89.3 last Friday. But because we were off the air last Friday on 89.3 FM, many of you that listen to WGNJ didn't get to hear about all the different God sightings and the things happening. So briefly, we're in the process, and hopefully this week I'll be able to disclose a new location where the Great News Radio Center will be moved from Lincoln Square into the greater Champaign-Urbana area. It'll be a really great upgrade, much more visibility, thousands more people, and we'll actually have our own bathroom and running water. So we're very excited about that. More to say hopefully in the next few days. And also, I shared some of the details, but there's a filing window that we're in the midst of. The FCC hasn't allowed any new applications for new stations for non-commercial educational stations like ours for a little over 11 years. Well, we're in the midst of this filing window, and you can also file for modifications of your application. So you can request a power increase if it's available, or the engineering study has been done in such a way that you can increase power without interfering with other stations. Well, we've identified 2 of our stations, one that can go from 200 watts to 4,000 watts, which we're very excited about to improve that signal coverage and the strength of the signal that people can tune in. And then another one, we can go from 5,000 to 25,000 watts with a directional antenna. And we're excited about the improved signal coverage that those listeners will receive, along with a whole new group of people receiving our God-honoring programming. So we're praying that up, along with identifying another potential frequency that we may be able to acquire. And so all that has to be done and researched and figured out in the next like 9 or 10 days. and then eventually submitted, and then we wait on the FCC for approval. But we're praying that all up and seeing how God might expand our borders. So Pastor Jason and I talked about that special passage that many have referred to, and there's been a book written about it, The Prayer of Jabez, how it seems like God's going to be expanding our border. Well, let me break up some of my various remarks and the topics we've talked about with the song by Scott Wesley Brown, He Will Carry You, because as a radio ministry, we can testify over and over and over again how God has carried us along. He's provided for our financial needs through you, so we appreciate you as our listening family and the many people that volunteer that help us minimize some of the various costs to operate this radio ministry and all the various tasks you do behind the scenes, even the singing men that do all the setup and tear down and assist in so many ways. They volunteer. We have a team of people that answer phones or assist with mailings and taking things around, delivering the Prime Lifetimes publication, and in so many other ways. So thank you, everyone. And so here's Scott Wesley Brown to talk about He Will Carry You, because the Lord also carries our burdens, our frustrations, when we're anxious, when we're upset, when we're in need of that helping hand. We have the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, to empower and infuse hope and love into our hearts and minds. And then the remembrance that God the Father sent His one and only Son, the Lord Jesus, to be that vehicle so that we can spend eternity with Him. Here's Scott Wesley Brown.
There is no problem too big, God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall, He cannot move. God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep, He cannot soothe it. If He carry the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know my brother. Cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall, He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark, God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep, He cannot.
I know my brother that He will carry.
That was Scott Wesley Brown singing He Will Carry You, a great reminder of God's love for us all and His desire to live each day walking with us, helping us, assisting us, guiding us, leading us. What a privilege to be a follower of Jesus. I know I covered a lot of topics in today's edition of Mark and Friends, and just a friendly reminder, tonight at 7 p.m. at the Muhammad United Methodist Church, 1302 East South Muhammad Road in Muhammad, Illinois, there's a Prayer Revolution gathering. It'll be a time of worship, of prayer. We'll hear from John Smed. He's the author of Prayer Revolution via a Zoom call. And we'll talk about bringing revival to our area, to our individual lives, our families, our churches, our state, our nation, our world. Be a part of tonight's Prayer Revolution, 1302 East South Muhammad Road. At 7 p.m., we'll be gathering at the Muhammad United Methodist Church. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger, or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.